Malo elelei, talofa lava, nisam pulvinaka, fakalofa lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I've been in the storm and the rain, but the blood still stays the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are on. I might be in a daze, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Cause this means war. This means war.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Te Ama Pacifica. I am Lutila Kalolo, and this is your dedicated health and wellness radio program. Today, we're bringing you valuable insights and discussions on maintaining a healthy lifestyle and promoting overall well-being in our community. Thank you to the Ministry of Health for spearheading this initiative, and to Fale Puka, who is sitting right beside me right now. Yay! A pioneer of health serving in the community for many, many, many years. Now, I have a full studio this morning, and I have my mother here, Sifulu, who does our radio program. Hello, hello. And we also have little Te Ama, or otherwise known as Otehia, on the panel here tonight, and we also have Fale. So I'm very, very happy to have these beautiful people within the studio. Do you guys want to say a quick hello, Mum? A quick hello?
Oh, hello.
Hey, baby, say hi. Say hi, I can't hear you. All right. Okay, firstly, we're going to get into the program today. Now, what is today's program about? Today's subject is about the importance of walking. Do you like walking up here? Yes, I love walking too. Okay, so walking is one of the most simplest and most effective forms of physical activity. It improves cardiovascular health, it boosts mental well-being, it helps maintain a healthy weight and increases energy levels. Walking regularly can reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. It is also a great way to clear your mind, which is what I like to do sometimes, and also reduces stress and connects with nature or your surroundings. Now, whether it's a short stroll or a brisk walk, the low-impact exercise can be easily incorporated into your daily life. Not too hard, really. Just get up with your 2 feet or your 1 foot or even your wheelchair, and let's just go for a walk, go for a stroll on with whatever you have. That's right. Now, walking, something many of us do without much thought. Now, but it's because of one of the easiest things, the most effective ways to stay healthy, whether it's a short one, to the dairy, buy some milk, maybe even a packet of lollies, eh, out there, or a walk in the park. Now, or a brisk walk, or a power walk, I can't do power walks, but apparently my father was very, very good at it. He'd leave everybody behind. Now, this simple activity can make a world of difference to your health and also your well-being. Now, what are we going to talk about next? Now, first, walking is good for your heart, just as I mentioned before. Just 30 minutes. 30 minutes a day of walking each day can improve your cardiovascular, your fitness, and also reduce the risk of heart disease and lower your blood pressure. Now, here is the best part. You don't need a gym membership. Do you need a gym membership or here to go for a walk? No, you don't. No, you don't need one. Okay, now all you need is a comfortable pair of shoes and a little bit of motivation. Now, speaking of motivation, maybe a really nice uplifting song would actually benefit a lot of us right now. So if you're sitting somewhere, get up and just have a bit of a dance.
Ready?
Yeah? Yeah.
Let's do the dance of love. At a dance, when you caught my eye, standing in the corner, looking sad and shy, you began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go.
Beautiful brisk walking there, like those people that were dancing while they were supposed to be working at their desk. All right, now we're going to get into it. Now, beyond the physical benefits of walking, walking is fantastic also for your mental health. It's a great way. Sometimes we could get angry about something and then we kind of think, should I scream my head off? Or what do you think, what the hair, when you get angry, should we scream or should we go for a walk? Go for a walk. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now another one is a quick walk can also help clear your head. It can reduce anxiety and lift your mood. Now, it also stimulates and releases endorphins, which is the stuff that makes you go, ooh, that feels good. Now, which are the body's natural mood boosters? Now, in fact, studies have shown that regular walking can even help reduce symptoms of depression. So for those that are going through a bit of a hard time with depression, open the door. Actually, I'll start from the beginning. Open your eyes, get up off your bed, say a little prayer, get up, go for a walk. Feel the beautiful sun, or even sometimes a little bit of rain is good. And go for a walk. Does wonders. Now, here's another interesting benefit. Now, you're probably thinking, what else can walking do besides be really good? Now, walking can actually spark creativity. Now, if you're stuck on a problem or you're trying to come up with, say, some new ideas, a walk might be just what you need. Now, many of the world's great thinkers, like, let's say, Steve Jobs and Charles Darwin, were known to take walking breaks to boost their creativity. That's actually a really good way of looking at it, because what does it do? It relaxes you, it calms you. Now, let's also not forget that walking is an eco-friendly way to travel. Now, I used to walk to school, to high school, same with primary, and it used to take me about an hour to walk from my house to Massey High School. So if I didn't have any bus money, I would walk. I'd get up at 7:30 and I'd be there by about maybe 20 past 8, sometimes 8:30 if I'm dawdly. But other than that, I enjoyed it. It made me feel really good. It made me feel happy, and I was always happy to see my friends and start my day in a really good and positive way. So how can you start incorporating more walking into your day? Okay, let's have a look. Well, it's easier than you think. Oh, yeah, walking. That's right. Take the stairs. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Oh, well, sometimes I'm lazy and I don't want to take the stairs. But I'll take the stairs on some days. Now, instead of meeting friends for coffee at a cafe, why not meet them for a walk in the park, which is what my friends and I were supposed to do about a couple of weeks ago up at Bethel's, but unfortunately we've all got kids and we're all busy. Or how about setting a daily step goal, which some of my friends are doing, 10,000 steps a day. So congratulations to, I think it's Jennifer that's doing it. Now, it's also amazing just how little effort can go a long way with self-encouragement and being able to walk. Now, here's the key. What is the key? It is consistency. Walking regularly, even if it's just for 15 minutes a day, can make a lasting difference on your overall health. Now, just to sum it up, walking is a simple yet low-impact exercise that doesn't require much time or equipment, and health rewards are priceless. Now, so let's take a step towards a healthier lifestyle, okay? One foot in front of the other. Now, just for your knowledge, because I think we're almost near, but we're going to talk a bit more about the walking. So when I was going through a bit of a hard time in my life, I found that walking was actually really, really good for me. It made me feel happy. What I'm trying to do now is trying to encourage our church, starting off from our praise and worship, to come together to do some workouts. Now, what we did last week, we actually had a fundraiser last week on Saturday. And what we did was a walkathon. And it was amazing to watch, because what you saw was a lot of children benefiting from this walk. So not only were they walking for their health, but the interaction that they had with each other was great to see. Interacting with not just children and each other, but they were also interacting with the adults. Because what we want to try and encourage is not just health, but also creating these amazing, strong relationships throughout the church and as well as the communities that we live in. Now, we live in Greyland, and Greyland is a hot spot for different cultures, and it was amazing to have to walk with these children on Saturday, being able to say hi to our community, because we don't really get out that much as a church since COVID had come through the door. But now that COVID, even though it's still here, we don't want to see it. So what we're doing is we're encouraging each other to, hey, you know what, let's start concentrating on our health, because our children have been stuck indoors for some time now. We don't want to do that anymore. We really want to encourage you and use God's faith to be able to spread the fact that, you know what, no matter whatever stands in your way, your primary number one in your life should be yourself. Should be your health. So inflicting that onto our children just enables them to be able to do whatever it is they want to make sure that they stay healthy, whether it's running or walking or even playing elastics or skip jumping or even playing rugby. So the encouragement is there for all of our children. Now, my mum, 84, She still piggybacks my 4-year-old son. He's starting school next year in April. Otis, you like walking much? Do you walk to school?
Yes.
You do? Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
How far is the walk for you?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? Oh, yeah, that's really good. That means you could probably, I don't know, run around it like 8 times. Hey, sprint. Oh, I love sprints. Okay, so everybody that is listening today, I really, really do encourage you. But just remember that when you're doing these things, just remember to encourage those around you. Even if the ones that you can see just really aren't into it or just can't be bothered or just don't look at their health as something that's important, even just the conversation while you're walking does make a difference. My mental health a few years ago, I wouldn't say that it wasn't too bad, but it was cloudy and I was very sad and I was hurting at the time. But thank God to Mum, who encouraged me to look to God for the answers that I needed. And it is true. God's amazing. He's all powerful. And He also never stops showing up when you need Him. He's always there. So during that time there, walking for me was my saving grace, because it enabled me to think about a lot of things of my life, and I'm grateful for that time that I shared with Him. Another aspect was sitting on a park bench looking at the world and what I was going through, and then all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there in a cloud of doom, it was cloudy that day, then out of nowhere the sun just starts to shine through from where I'm sitting on this park bench. And that was a moment where I thought, wow, He is listening and He knows, and He's amazing at when He does show up. It's during those times where you're so clouded and you kind of think that it's never going to get better, but it did. And now here I am sitting in front of you at Planet FM with little Otte here and my mum doing this program, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that walk, because that walk had enabled me to be able to see that at the end of the tunnel was God saying to me, you cannot give up. I will not let you give up, because you have a purpose. Still figuring out what that purpose is, but I do know that I'm a lot stronger now as a mum. But we are coming very close to the ending of the program, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I've had to speak to you. I've been missing for a while. I've had kids with broken hips and broken ankles and CT scans and x-rays. It's unbelievable. I should probably buy a hospital, eh, Mum? Hey, Otis, you can be my what is it? What do you call it? HOD. That's a really good title. But just for your notice, or just for your knowledge, now the vaccines, I just want to advertise here about vaccines. Following vaccines that are free for adults in Aotearoa, New Zealand, the flu vaccine every winter from ages 65. The flu vaccine is also free for some people with certain medical conditions. Now, the shingles vaccine, 2 doses at age 65, or for people who are 18 years of age and over who have health conditions that increase the risk of shingles. Another one is the tetanus shot from 45 years. If you haven't already received 4 doses of tetanus containing vaccine, and 65 years for anyone else. Now, the measles vaccine as well, anyone born on or after the 1st of January 1969 who hasn't had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine should have the MMR vaccine. Okay, but we've actually got a couple of more minutes until we finish off this program, but I just wanted to say thank you to Otis. I hope Otis, are you going to be coming here on a regular basis? Maybe just during the holidays, eh? And then if I'm sick, then Otis can take over. But other than that, thank you so much for listening in. I do hope that you are all well. And if you are not well, I pray for you and I love you. And I pray that you will get better and that you find healing in God's name. Be good to each other. Be kind to one another. Help each other out. And even with the children, be good to each other. Encourage one another to be the best possible person that they can be. So in saying that, until next time, stay healthy, stay active. I am Lutikala Galola, and now you can tune into the Tokelau Health by none other than my beautiful mummy Sefulu Galola. And this is Let's go out and get some wisdom.